With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hamas-led terrorists have released three male Israeli hostages.
We've seen on a weekly basis since the ceasefire came into place a kind of PR message, in a sense, from Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the other group holding the hostages, to send a message to the world that they are still there, that they are determined to be having a stake in Gaza's future, and that they've not been destroyed, as Benjamin Netanyahu said that they would be.
That's BBC's Mark Lowen reporting. It's a sticky business, cooperating with the Hamas terrorist group. Former Israeli Parliament member Michael Oren told the Salem Radio Network this week that Prime Minister Netanyahu is in a very difficult position.
Here's one of these moments where you've got to say a little blessing and thank the Lord that you are not the Prime Minister who has to make this call, because nobody wants to be in that position.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent predicts Bridge Colby will be confirmed as Undersecretary of Defense.
I think his hearing is going to be a very healthy and productive hearing. It's what the Senate ought to be doing is discussing some of these foreign policy issues, airing disagreements. But he's brilliant. He's going to serve the president well.
Former Senator Talent is a foreign policy expert. He was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Ukraine's President Zelensky views President Trump as key to ending the Ukraine-Russia war, but he does have some concerns about the recent negotiations.
Zelensky welcomed a phone call from President Trump, but later said it was not pleasant that Trump first called Russia's Vladimir Putin about negotiations. Zelensky also said he would not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. The Ukrainian leader reportedly told the White House that Putin doesn't want peace, and he said he will only agree to meet in person with the Russian leader after a common plan is negotiated by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. President Trump adds another clergyman to his cabinet. Here's Michael Harrington.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota's governing body for high school sports says it will follow state law and continue to allow boys to compete against girls. The Minnesota State High School League says the participation by and eligibility of transgender athletes is controlled by the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the state constitution. President Trump has signed an executive order giving federal agencies wide latitude in pulling federal funding if male athletes compete. This is SRN News. Alfredo Ortiz of Job Creators Network says his group's new initiative, Education Freedom USA, aims to send more control of education dollars back to states and local communities.
And we don't need a big monstrosity in D.C. telling our parents how to best do and basically how to teach your own kids.
Ortiz was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. In a speech at the AI summit in Paris this week, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that Europe can be a credible contender in the AI industry.
The AI race is far from being over. Truth is, we're only at the beginning.
France hosted an AI summit which drew world leaders, top tech executives, and policymakers to discuss artificial intelligence's impact on global security, economics, and governance. This is SRN News.